Good morning. The storm system that brought the rain and thunderstorms to our area yesterday is now departing off the eastern seaboard. In its wake, a strong and powerful west-northwest wind has developed and at times will gust up to 50 to 60 miles per hour across the region today. This wind is also driving in much cooler air, and temperatures will struggle in that northwest wind flow to reach the lower to mid-40s for daytime highs despite increasing sunshine. Skies will be clear tonight with high pressure in control. It'll be a cold night for this time of year, with readings back down into the middle and upper 20s. More sunshine, a bit of a breeze, but milder temperatures on Tuesday as we reach back up towards 60. The high pressure center will give way off the eastern seaboard to the next front approaching from the west on Wednesday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and there is the chance of showers by the end of the day, but not before high temperatures reach to about 60 once again. Rain showers will be most likely after dark on Wednesday as the system moves through. A wave of low pressure along the front will tap into some of the leftover moisture, and as colder air flows in, the leftover precipitation will transition from rain to snow showers before ending from west to east early on Thursday morning. It'll be windy and very cold for the 1st of April on Thursday with highs only near 40 degrees. Mostly sunny, breezy, staying in the 30s on Friday before bouncing back into the upper 40s on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm over the Pacific Northwest will move toward the Great Lakes over the next 24 hours. This system will produce heavy mountain snow over the Cascades and parts of the Northern Rockies and Northern High Plains, with totals of up to 1 to 2 feet possible across Washington's higher elevations where winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued. However, the most widespread hazard associated with this system will be high winds that will impact a large area from the northwest to the high plains. Wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour are possible and could bring down power lines and trees. High wind warnings and watches have been issued over this region. Furthermore, across the high plains, the combination of gusty winds, warm temperatures, and low relative humidity will make conditions ripe for wildfires to spread uncontrollably across eastern Colorado and the southern high plains. Red flag warnings and fire weather watches have been posted. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and freezing fog, 16 degrees with a west wind at 70, gusting to 77 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 28 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 27. 70% relative humidity, a west wind at 25 gusting to 44 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.66 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Sebring, Florida and Anaheim, California, to a low of 1 above zero at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the mid-50s, Boston sunny and windy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 42, that's 2 degrees above normal. 43 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just 8 tenths of an inch of snow for the month, which is 9.6 inches below normal, and still 54.1 inches for the season, which is now 3.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 85, set in 1946, and the record low, 0, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening 7:18 p.m., 12 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few rain and snow showers today. More sunshine later on. Highs from the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower 50s. Clear tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and windy today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and windy today with highs in the mid 40s. Clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and windy today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, breezy, milder in the lower 60s. Increasing clouds on Wednesday with a chance of late-day showers near 60. A good chance of rain and snow in the morning on Thursday, tapering off to a few snow showers, windy and cold Thursday afternoon near 40. Mostly sunny, staying in the mid-30s with a breeze on Friday, and sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.